Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Well, thank you very much for hanging out with us. We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of our time with Elise Bennett. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Elise Bennett, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm the one throwing this party, and we got the cake here and the candles and everything. Happy anniversary, Elise. Let's do 20 more. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm happy to.
It's been fun. We've enjoyed having you as a great resource for us. Marketing-mentor.com is her website. Folks, I encourage you to check that out and let her help you with your marketing and let her help you. Maybe one of the things you have to help them with, Elise, is stratifying the different go-to-market efforts. You know, you got branding, you got marketing, you got sales. Lots of different stratifications of that whole activity that I think people mush together. And these are things that you've learned in your 20, 30 years now. You've been in business 30 years. In your 30 years, as you've worked with people, these are nuances that you've learned, haven't you?
I've learned a lot. I think I could have learned a lot more if during the first, let's say, 20 years, I had acknowledged what I didn't know, but so be it. And that's why I think learning is one of the most important marketing tools in a way. I think of it as a marketing tool. I've been doing some writing about the lessons learned in these 30 years, and one of them is don't pretend. Don't pretend you know something you don't know, and don't be afraid to ask questions and say, wait, what was that you're talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
See, this is the biggest thing. In my opinion, this is one of the biggest reasons why small businesses fail. Because, and men are worse than women about this, Elise. I believe this. I feel like I've pretty much proven that over the years in different ways. Women are not as reluctant to say, what is the answer? What does this mean? Men are more likely to assume that they're supposed to know. And if they ask a question, it'll make them look uncompetitive or weak. Women are less likely to do that. They're more likely to answer the question. Whenever I go somewhere to give a presentation or a speech, if the audience isn't as big as the host think it is, it's always heavily women, more women than men. And so I encourage everybody, but especially men, to do what you just said and to realize that you're not supposed to know everything, right?
No, the other thing I did not understand for a really long time, and I think a lot of people don't either, is that questions, really good questions, make you look smarter than any statement you could make.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Because it also points out what the person you're talking to may not know or may not understand. So even if you know the answer to a question, it's sometimes better to frame it as a question than as a statement, because then that gets you into a conversation.
Well, you can also ask it in such a way that doesn't make you sound like you know nothing. You can say,
exactly.
You know, hey, Elise, I've been trying to do a better job in my company of differentiating between branding and marketing and sales. And I've been doing some work on that. I'm trying to learn about it. Can you help me with that? That's a way of asking a question. Just make me smarter. Nope. Who doesn't want to say, make me smarter?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You didn't say you weren't smart. You just said, make me smarter. We can all get smarter, right?
Right. Or let me hear your perspective on this, because mine is not the only one out there.
Right. Right. Yeah, there's a long time ago I learned, someone made a statement to me that I've never forgotten. It's just absolutely a world changing a statement and a position to take. He said, be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn. Be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn. And that also includes getting out of your comfort zone, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I interviewed a guy for my podcast last week who wrote a book called Reach, which is all about getting out of your comfort zone. I don't know. Maybe you know him, Andy Milinski. He writes for Harvard Business Review. He might be an interesting guest. Anyway, he was talking about why it's so hard for people to get out of their comfort zone and some really simple practical things that they can do to get out.
Mm-hmm.
It's important because we repeat the same things over and over, and that kind of goes to what you were implying before, which is this constant reinvention, which is required for longevity. If you don't reinvent yourself, if you don't evolve, you're going to be a dinosaur, basically. You're going to get left behind.
It's reinvention or extinction. The choice is yours. That's what you have to say to yourself. Reinvention or extinction. The choice is yours. And that's one thing that I've learned, I think you've learned in the last 30 years, has been that whatever got me here today is not going to get me where I want to go. I've got to learn new things, and I've got to use new tools, right?
Absolutely, without getting overwhelmed by everything that's new. Also, you have to, and that's why having some kind of guide or mentor, I think, is helpful, because they will tell you, okay, don't bother with that. Don't pay attention to that. Just focus here. And because it's hard sometimes, we're so in it ourselves to know what not to focus on.
Elise, thank you for 20 great years. Come back soon.
I will.
Elise Binion, ladies and gentlemen. Marketing-mentor.com. Don't forget to check that out. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. She will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassen again. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.